19% of Howard County's total income comes from Chrysler. That's according to Councilman Jim Papasek. But attorneys representing the automaker have told Papasek and other county officials the corporation is exempt from paying property taxes because the company went through bankruptcy earlier this year. Fellow Councilman Paul Wyman says if the automaker doesn't pay those taxes, the county's services, including public safety, will be devastated. Wyman says the county is prepared to battle in court to collect the $24 million. He says county officials are unanimous in that decision, even though the county's finances are suffering.
You have to make a decision. Do you fight or do you not fight? And we've made a decision to fight, and we are going to go after every penny that we feel is owed to us. I mean, it's a tremendous impact on the community when you have a major corporation that doesn't pay their taxes. You know, if you choose not to fight and you roll over, then, that kind of sets a precedent for the future.
When Chrysler officials came to Howard County recently to discuss the issue, Papasek says there was a stalemate. He says county officials were under the impression Chrysler's emissaries had the authority to make decisions on the matter.
And when they got down here, they told us they did not have the authority. Since then, we have talked to Chrysler a couple times, and they still have not given us the name of anybody that can make some decisions. So we're kind of in a holding pattern right now, waiting on them to get back and have some individuals who can make some decisions as far as what they're going to do and when and how.
Wyman says county officials were encouraged by a recent decision by Delphi, a subsidiary of General Motors, to pay more than $10 million it owes in back taxes. The county borrowed more than that amount from the state in order to pay legal expenses associated with the case and to make sure county services continued uninterrupted. Papasek says the county's legal bills are so high because it has hired expensive counsel in an effort to keep up with Chrysler's high-profile legal team. Papasek says the ordeal hasn't permanently soured the relationship with the automaker, but says both sides are holding firm to their positions.
You know, we've helped them by giving them tax abatements, and they've always been good corporate citizens, so we're hoping that they'll continue to do that. I don't know that there's any other county that I am aware of. I know there's probably none other than Indiana, that so much of their budget is dependent on one big firm like Chrysler.
County officials anticipate some sort of agreement with Chrysler in the next 3 to 4 weeks. The battle with Delphi on a similar issue remained in court for 4 years. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Daniel Robison in Bloomington.